Proclamation number 0842 of 2nd of April, 1939. Divine Judgment, No End of the World. Transformation of the Earth. Take care of the sick and the poor who are in spiritual distress. And wherever it is your will to help them, it will be given to you to speak according to the will of the Lord. For His blessing will be with you if you work for Him. And so hear the voice from above. A struggling soul has to fight so hard to be united with Jesus Christ. For its will alone is too weak. And it also no longer finds the right connection, so that it only longs for rest, tired and apathetic. And so it has to be helped by directing its attention to Jesus' suffering on the cross. The thought of helping the Lord to bear this great suffering will make the suffering bearable, and the soul will find its Savior, its Redeemer, and the final union with its Creator. In nameless sorrow the Lord remembered on the cross all the sins of mankind and spoke the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so this hour of death became the hour of mankind's redemption from sin. And if the hour of death is now also granted to man and he remembers the suffering and death of the Savior in this hour, the guilt is also taken from him and his gaze is directed heavenwards. He no longer feels the suffering of the earth and is freed from unspeakable burdens, for he is free from the guilt of his sin. The gates of heaven open and grant the earthly pilgrim entrance into the eternal kingdom. And now lend us your ear and receive. The inner nature of the earth is of extraordinary resilience, and therefore the earth is destined for eternity to shelter the spiritual beings for the purpose of perfection. And therefore it will never be possible to speak of an end of the world, which means a complete destruction of the earth. Local changes can certainly occur to an extent which signify a kind of destruction of this very earth's surface, yet the earth will not be completely destroyed as far as people are able to think. And thus the coming judgment is also an event which will claim victims in large numbers everywhere, which will also shake the surface and shake it up so that the earth will subsequently show changes of the strangest kind. The end of time will certainly have come for many, and for them it will be like the end of the world, but anyone who, with faith in the Redeemer, will overcome this time of terror and emerge from it in one piece will see a picture of a reshaping of the earth and recognize the greatness and omnipotence of the Creator. For everything he now sees is so changed in its nature that the slightest doubt about the designer and awakener of these miracles of creation will disappear in order to give way to a firm and strong faith. After an endlessly long period of testing, man is confronted with the choice of being allowed to be an inhabitant of this new world or to perish with the old design. And since time immemorial this event has been planned for the purpose of the final clarification and separation of all spiritual beings who desire God or have committed themselves to darkness. Only humanity does not believe that this time has come yet and is therefore in greatest distress if it does not await the coming of the Lord in preparation. For with this judgment the Lord will also appear on earth again, clearly recognizable to his own. And only that which is proclaimed in word and scripture will come to pass. Amen.